legs warm from your.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
I think we should have those now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did. They were made of real heavy material, so they were quite warm. But they kept your legs warm. Girls didn't wear pants.
Is there a difference? Would you have a difference between like a felt hat and a straw hat? Different types of hats for men. Do they all have the same name?
No, I think they're probably just hats. Mm-hmm. Well, some wore caps.
And is did people wear suspenders a lot?
Oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And vests.
And vests. Can you give me a little description of the suspenders? They just were they made out of elastic or?
Oh yes, they came from fit on either side, on the front, and then crossed and came back and fit on the back of the pants.
Did girls ever wear them, or was it just for men?
No, I think it was mostly men, but I'll tell you what girls did wear that was something I didn't like, and that was panty waists to keep your stockings up. They were sort of like a half top of a slip that would fit over your shoulders and button, and then they had long garters on from about your waist to your hose, and that's the way you kept your stockings up.
Oh. I guess that could be a little bit uncomfortable.
Yes, my mother said she used to watch me as I went downtown. She'd get me all dressed up nicely. There was a little row of trees between our house and the next house in the town. And she'd watch me. As soon as I got to those trees, I'd stop and I'd hook my garters the way I'd go to town. Because I didn't like when they pulled on your shoulder.
Would your stockings stay up if you undid
heavens,
them?
No.
No, they just come
care.
In around your ankles. Okay. How about different terms for men's pants?
Oh, I think they were mostly pants or trousers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about different kinds of food, like vegetables grown in the garden?
Mm-hmm. We had corn and peas and potatoes and lettuce and beans and, did I say carrots? And, Swiss chard. Onions. We had quite a variety. Of course, in March, you can't grow very much fruit, but we did have apple trees.
How about different parts of corn?
Well, the ear and the husk and the kernels.
Okay. Would you talk about corn shucks or corn silk at all?
Oh, yes. Shucks were the hard part. The silk was the hairy part of the corn.
Okay, how about different types of potatoes? Were there different names?
They had different names. Mm-hmm. Russets, I think, were probably the most popular that we planted.
And what would you call tomatoes and beans and peas?
Just vegetables.
Okay.
We didn't distinguish, I don't think, between the different groups now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about a term for, say, like pinto and kidney and lima?
Well, I guess it'd be chili beans and navy beans, maybe called white beans. They were the most popular.
The white beans?
White navy beans,
Okay. How about, what would you call the yellow